Let's turn now, please, in our Bibles to the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, and beginning with verse 34. If yours is a Scofield Reference Bible, that's page 1036, 1036. Once again, Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 34 and reading responsively through verse 40. Let's everyone stand, please, now. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And let's read verse 40 together also, please. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And let's pray. Father, you're so good to give us this time together, this place in which to meet. Thank you for the freedom that allows us to assemble, and help us to cherish that freedom enough to make the best use of the time that we have while we are together. And so meet with us. And, O Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd help us to listen and help the preacher as he preaches. And may we know the ultimate concerning the purpose of our being together this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And on this morning on the subject, I am looking for Jesus. No, not His second coming, though I am. But that's not the subject this morning. No, not just to see Him when I get to heaven. But in a different way, I'm looking for Jesus. I'd like for everybody to sit up straight. I'd like for the young people to hush their whispering. Children, quit writing for a minute. I want you to give me about 28 minutes, 30 minutes, of rapt attention. And if you will, and you will do what is preached from this pulpit, your life will be infinitely richer because you listened. Holy Spirit, thank you for indwelling me. Now, would you fill me afresh and help my people to feel as they leave this morning like they've been to church. Amen. When I was a young preacher, I used to say in my sermons, I want to look upon the face of Christ someday. Folks, I'm not sure I meant it. When I was a student and somebody was saying, there be peace in the valley. Or somebody would say, I want to see Him, look upon His face. I might give a big amen or woo, but I'm not sure I meant it. I don't know, maybe I did. I'm not sure. I used to say, and I think I can say this now, I envied John who leaned on the breast of Christ, Martha who fed Him a meal, and Mary who gazed into His face, and the woman of Samaria who gave Him a drink of water, and the women at Calvary who ministered to Him on the cross, and Joseph who got to feed Him, and Mary who washed His clothes and cooked His meals and made His bed as He grew up, and John the Baptist who baptized Him, and the wife of Zacchaeus who got to cook a meal for Him. And then I found a wonderful truth, folks. And this is it. I can lean upon His breast. I can feed Him. I can clothe Him. I can visit Him. I can anoint Him. I can prepare a meal for Him. I was thinking last night, and I don't mean to be presumptuous when I say this, but I got to serve John Rice much of the time for 22 years. I watched one day in Toccoa, Georgia, as Miss Ferry and Miss Viola and Mrs. Rice and all the six girls, if Dr. Rice's tea glass got half filled, they fought over who'd get to fill it the rest of the way. And I said, when Dr. Rice doesn't have his girls and his wife, his people there, I'll see to it his glass gets filled. And I'll see to it when his coffee cup gets half empty, I'll see to it it gets filled. Now that's grace for me, brother. I mean, the Bible said it's as bad to put the bottle to your brother's lips as just to drink it yourself. And but I got to serve him for 22 years. And I'll be honest with you, I miss it. A few weeks ago, I got to be with Dr. Robertson, and I found myself wanting to treat him like I used to treat Dr. Rice. I want to put an ad in the Sword of the Lord. It said, needed, older preacher. That middle-aged preacher can serve. There's a void. That's one reason why I've considered asking Dr. Anderson to travel with me on the road. And so I can have some older preacher that I can care for and flee. I mean, help in the best way I can. I got to buy meals for Dr. Bob Jones Sr. I one time helped Harry Truman put his coat on. I got to hear the President of the United States standing in the White House ask me to have a prayer for him, and I got to pray for the President of the United States in the White House. I got to pour water in the glass of Senator Jesse Helms. I got to buy a new dress one day for Mrs. Billy Sunday. I got to win Ted Williams, the Hall of Fame baseball player, to Jesus Christ. But I found something better than that. I found a way to serve Jesus. I found a way I can serve Him now. I don't have to wait till I see His face. I can serve Him now. I found a way that I can love Him and express my love now. For He said, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And there's a way now that I can serve Him. Ladies, give me mine. How would you like to hear that Jesus is going to come for a meal to your house? How would you like to go down to the market and say to the butcher, I want the best prime rib you got in the house. Maybe one of those things two people eat. Chateaubriand, he can't even pronounce Chatterbrand, can he? And Chateaubriand. And how'd you like to go down to the butcher and say, look, I want the best prime beef you got. And the butcher say, hey, you must be having somebody for company Sunday. That's pretty important. Having the preacher over? No. You won't believe what I'm having. I'm having Jesus over. How'd you like that? How would you like to clean the house on Saturday? Get it all good and clean. And somebody said, why are you doing all the house cleaning? And you said, you don't know who's coming to our house to eat. Jesus is coming over. Wouldn't that be exciting? Wouldn't you like to try to find out what His favorite food was? And wouldn't you like to sit at the table while Jesus ate the food that you prepared? Wouldn't you like to see Him as He smiled and said, boy, this is good. You say, how you know He likes to eat? Because I'm made in His image. I like to eat. And Jesus would say, I think He'd say, oh, that's a lovely meal. That's so delicious. My, how did you prepare that? And you'd smile and blush, and you'd get to say to your neighbors, guess who I had yesterday? I had Jesus over. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Brother Colson, are you still awake? How would it be if you got to buy a new suit for Jesus? Wouldn't that be something? Had Jesus in town, and you said, Jesus,
I want to take you on a little drive with me.
And so you drive him down maybe to Joe Hirsch or somewhere else in Stop Shop, and you say, "Jesus, let's get out and go in. I got a little errand run here." Sound like John Olson, doesn't it?
And I got an errand run here.
And so and you go and you say to the fellow, say, "Mr. Springer, that's the man, Springer. That's Springer. That's the place where I do business.
I want you to, Springer. I want you to
put Jesus, give him the best suit in the house. Wouldn't you like to? Wouldn't you like to watch him as he ties it on? I wonder how tall he is. Do you ever wonder? Do you ever wonder what color his eyes are? I want to sing. I'm getting where I want to sing all the time. That's terrible. Why didn't you help me a little bit? Give me a decent voice. And I want to sing right now. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. But I wonder what color his eyes are. Do you ever wonder what his hair was like? I think he's slightly balding myself and pulls it over like that a great deal. Do you ever wonder? Do you ever wonder what size suit he'd wear? Brother Colson, would have been nice if we could go down to the store and say, "Jesus, pick it out." And he'd put one on and say, I think I like this one real well. I remember those days. But I'd feel like maybe Dr. John Rice, a little discouraged. And I said, "Dr. John, let you and I take a little drive this afternoon." And Dr. Rice never one time was too busy to see me. Never. And they'd say, "Well, sure." And I'd take him. I remember down to Wadsworth, Ohio. I took him down one time and I said, "Dr. John, pick out what you want now. It's a nice store." He picked out. He said, "I can't decide whether I want this one or this one." I said, "I want him, both of them." But I didn't find out until later that's the way he got his suits. But Brother John, wouldn't that be wonderful? Take Jesus down like that and say, "Jesus, pick it." And wouldn't you love to say what he got? "Now, Jesus, you've got to have a tie now. It's going to go with that suit and a pair of socks to match the tie." And wouldn't you love to see Jesus as he took the tie and held it for the suit? Wouldn't that be wonderful? How would you mechanics like to fix his car? Huh? How would you like to hear that Jesus' car wasn't running too well? Of course, I'm sure he'd just pour some water on it and heat it. But anyway, so you say, "Hey, I understand that Jesus' car's not running. I'd like to bring it down. I'll fix it for him." How would you like to have the man of Galilee standing beside the car? How would you like to hear him talk to you as you fixed his car? What I'd like to do? I'd like to have him as a guest sometime here. I'd like to have a big day and have Jesus speak. I'd like to put him in the best hotel around here. I'd want to put some real pretty flowers in his room. Maybe a rose for the rose of Sharon, or a lily for the lily of the valley. I'd like to put him, Miss McKinney, be sure and get him now some good candy to eat now. I want the kind with a nut in it. I think Jesus would like chocolate-covered almonds. Because anybody saved likes chocolate-covered almonds. Somebody brought me. Oh, my soul, somebody brought me the other day some yogurt-covered almonds. Yogurt-covered. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yogurt. Vanilla yogurt-covered almonds. Forget the chocolate-covered almonds. Put some yogurt-covered almonds in Jesus' room, would you please? And put a nice bouquet of flowers. And be sure and put a Bible and put his name, have his name engraved. I'd like to have him here just one time. And I'd like to show him a good time. I'd like to treat him right. Maybe you'd like to know. That's why we treat folks like we do around here. I'm always looking for Jesus. I love to take some preacher, young preacher, who's having a rough time. Brother Claire, I like to find some preacher that's having it tough. He's having battles in his church, and he's having a tough time making ends meet. I love to get on the phone or write him and say, "Hey, won't you come to Howells Anderson College and speak on chapel?" And it fell out in the stick somewhere. Wow, I want to get to go preach for Howells Anderson College Chapel. And he gets on the airplane. Mr. Olson meets him at the airport. And when John Olson meets you, you ain't been met till John Olson meets you. And I like to make him king for a day. I like to give him a good love offering and let him preach in the chapel, let our students cheer for him. God bless these students.
Now you say, "Bunch of wild idiots out of Howells Anderson College."
You'd be like some of these young preachers are having troubles and nobody ever much cheers for them. You'd be glad somebody cheered for you every once in a while. I like to bring him and make him sort of king for a day. I'll tell you how to have fun.
Oh, you folks, you got to go, gotta go disco and have fun. Here's fun. That's fun. That's fun.
Oh, pooey.
And you gotta go out to the loopity loop and you gotta get on the, used to call them lightning as a kid, the roller coaster and the that's fun. Help! That's fun. Let me tell you how to have fun.
You stand out here in this little room waiting for Mrs. Colston to play the wedding march. Besides, he's one of the finest young men that God ever made. And you know he's having a tough time and he's about to go out and commit marriage. I love to hear him say to me, as one young man said, he said, Brother Howell, he said, I'm going to get to kiss her in a few minutes. I never have kissed her before. One fellow over here, one night, afternoon, Brother Howell, he said, I held her hand last night for the first time. It was a rehearsal. He said, I'm a little worried about it. He said, my hand sweated when I held her hand. He said, is that normal? I said, everything's all right. In my Father's house. But I left to stand there. And I left to ask some young man to have a tough time making ends meet, getting married and has a little apartment. And I left to ask him, son, where are you going on honeymoon? And he'll blush and he'll say, Brother House, I lost my job a few weeks ago. We just felt like we'd go straight to the apartment after it's over. Well, you're not going to go on honeymoon? No, Brother House. We never have much like things. We just to be with each other is enough. I left to walk up, put my arm around him, reach my pocket, maybe take out a few $100 I've saved for that, some Jesus money, and stick it in the palm of his hand and say, go on a honeymoon. Find some nice spot like Indiana Harbor or Portage or some spot and go. It's on me. That's fun. And then stop and realize a couple got married to college yesterday morning. Both of them very poor. At least that's what their dad said. I left to go to bed on a Saturday night realizing that two sweet young people are enjoying a lovely suite in a hotel somewhere. I love to find some young lady being reared by her mother and pay her tuition through school. You say, why? Because that's the way you do it for Jesus. Did you know every time you do anything for the least of these, you do it for Jesus? Oh, listen. Well, look for Jesus? I tell you where you can find him. You can find him in some of these young, poor bus kids that would like to go to camp this summer. Looking for Jesus? Would you like to do something for Jesus? Tell you how you can do it. Put a pair of shoes on some of these little feet that never have had a pair of shoes of their own. As we had the commencement, high school, junior high commencement, I like what they did. They brought me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The students, as they walked across to get their platform, they handed me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and little love notes. Let's keep those Reese's Peanut Butter Cups coming in now, folks. And they came and gave me, and then some of the high school students and college students, many of them walked by last Friday night. I gave them the degrees. You didn't hear them, but some of the folks up here did. They said, We love you, preacher. I love you, Brother Hiles. You know what it meant? One young couple came. We love you, preacher. Little lady said, thank you for the honeymoon. Another couple, we love you, preacher. I remember when her dad left home. I remember one morning, she woke up, her daddy was gone. He never came back. I don't think she's seen him since. It's been several years now. And I've kept her in school, paid her way all through school. You say, why do you do it? Because I'd like to pay Jesus tuition. And if I can find one of the least of these. I walked out and said, I love you, preacher. Fine couple. I remember one day Cindy came home from college and she said, Daddy, she said, there's a girl at college that's a good friend of mine, said, she's got a date for the sweetheart banquet, but Daddy, she hadn't got a formal dress to wear. She said, Daddy, what can we do about it? I said, what do you mean, what can we do about it? Cindy wasn't married then, and so Cindy and I got in the car and drove over here to Rosalie's in River Oaks, And we tried to find a formal dress. And we did find a lovely formal dress for that little lady she could wear to the Valentine's banquet. By the way, she married the guy she was with that night. And wouldn't you like to buy a dress for Jesus? He wouldn't wear it. He's too much a man. wouldn't you like to buy a garment for Jesus? And she said, I love you. And then I'm simply saying that these are days when of rewarding and days when you look back and stop and realize just a little bit for Jesus here, a little bit for Jesus here. Please don't think I'm being generous. I'm not. I'm being very selfish. I never one time filled Dr. Rice's IFT glass because I was selfish. Unselfish. I did it because I was selfish.
I never one time bought Dr. Fort Porter a stitch of clothing because I was being unselfish. I did it because I wanted the joy and the blessing. And I don't know what you're going to do with your life. You're going to get pictures of presents and stack them up in the bank. Go ahead.
But not me. I want to try to find some. I want to find a way to buy Jesus through clothes. I want to find some way to feed Jesus. I want to find some way to love Him. I want to find some way to lean on His breast. I want to find some way to buy Him a meal. I want to find some way to give Him some ice tea to drink.
I want some way to find some way to fill up His glass again. Why? Because the only way in the world I can do it for Jesus.
Let's just do it for one of the least of these. Yesterday afternoon. Don't tear the furniture up. Good night. We'll do the best we can to pay the bills around here. And I'm just kidding. I think that's a visitor. I'm just kidding. Usually it's a deacon that goes to sleep and knocks the pew end off. But yesterday afternoon, we had a little wedding in the chapel. And you'll forgive me for chatting this morning. I couldn't preach the sermon I wanted to preach. Forgive me. I had sort of a pungent message. I had sort of an exciting kind of sermon, but not for this morning. It's not what I was supposed to do. Little lady in our church, sweet, beautiful little lady. Three little children to rear by herself. I wonder how many times she's come by the office and she said, Brother Hiles, you think I'll ever be able to get married again? And I said, I think God has a fine young man for you somewhere if you'll wait a while. Won't take the first thing that wears breeches. And I'd pray for her. And then she'd write me a little note and she'd say, Brother Hiles, you're the best preacher in the world. And a few homemade cookies, three little children to rear by herself.
How'd she take care of those kids?
Took in children to babysit with, and her future was so bleak, and other young ladies had husbands to come home at night. She did not have a husband or father to come home with the children. And one of the sweetest little ladies, one of our own, I love her like my own, she's my own daughter. And a
young man came by the office, and he was 27, 28 years old, 26, 27, and he's looking for a wife. And he said, Brother Preacher, I came to college here and lost my job. I've lost my apartment. They ought to go back home. I said, no, you ought to stay here.
You know better than that. Nobody ought to quit anything to start.
And it's right. And so I said, no. He said, before I leave, he said, help me find a wife.
Oh, hope God will forgive me for all the arrows I've shot with Cupid's bow. And I said, okay, come back and see me later. I'll think about it. He came back and said, did you find me a wife yet? And I gave him a few names, but I said, I want you especially to look at this one right here. I said, she's one of the sweetest, prettiest girls in this church. I said, now she's got three children, but I'll tell you what, she's worth putting up with 10 kids over. She's a great little gal. He said, when can I meet her?
Well, I said, check with Miss McKinney, find out her phone number. He called her on the phone. I'd like to meet you outside the pastor's study Sunday night.
But he had a date Sunday night.
It's all about crooked. The guy had a date, sat in church with his date, told his date to stay here, went over to the office, met this new gal, then came back over and finished his date. You say, awful. I think it's smart myself, man. Play all the strings you can. But anyway,
he found out she was pretty, and I got them together, and they fell in love in 4 months, and he proposed. And yesterday afternoon, in the chapel. I wouldn't trade this life for anything in the whole world.
You can have it. You can have your liquor. Have it! Guzzle it down like a funnel. Go ahead, you crazy fool. You haven't begun to find joy yet. Go ahead! Live for a minute. Stack it up in the bank and stack it higher and higher and higher. And I go ahead! But you haven't begun to find life yet.
Did you find the life of trying to do something for Jesus? Look for Jesus. You'll find him in the little bus kid's face. You'll find him in one of these poor teenage ghetto kids from Chicago. You'll find him in Little Widow's place. You'll find him in buying a Valentine's dress for somebody to go to the sweetheart banquet. He's all around here.
Oh, you say, oh, I'd love to see Jesus.
He's here. He's here.
Oh, I'd love to feed him.
Then you feed one of the least of these, and you do feed him.
I'd love to clothe him.
You clothe one of the least of these, and you will clothe him. Miss Colson, I keep talking about you because you're all these meetings playing. And but I'm not sure what the highest hour was of the graduations, college, high school. junior high school, Hammond City Baptist. I'm not sure what the highest hour was, but it just may have been last night when just a handful of people met in the chapel. Jesus was there. He was there. Because the least of these were there. And they gave what they call the Overcomer Award. A little girl lived in Nicaragua. That's right, Nicaragua. Nicaragua. She had grandparents up in Chicago. And so she came from Nicaragua to Chicago to see her grandparents. And while she was up here, the revolution took place in Nicaragua. And all the trouble you heard about. And they wouldn't let her go back. And her parents are down there. And she came to our school and somebody paid her tuition. And last night she received the Overcomer Award. I told the students last night, by the way, that's the only one I kissed all the time. I didn't kiss her on the cheek, didn't kiss her on the lips. But I couldn't refrain as she came up to get the Overcomer Award. Tears streaming down her cheeks. Mother and Daddy didn't get to see her. She don't know her mother and daddy are alive properly. I couldn't refrain taking her hand, placing a kiss on her hand. That may have been the highest hour. Please don't misunderstand me. And Brother Anderson, please don't misunderstand me. I don't know a dearer friend than you. But I told the students last night at that little gathering, those kids, God bless them. I said, this morning I conducted a wedding where three multimillionaires were there. And I said, they're wonderful people, and they are. But I said, as far as the crowd's concerned, I said, this is my crowd. I said, 37 years ago, this month, I graduated from high school. I said, may I tell you a few things about it? In the first place, I said, my daddy wasn't there. When I said that, little eyes began to moisten all over the crowd. I said, my daddy wasn't there. My daddy forgot to get sober. And I said something else about my graduation, too. I said, my home was broken. My mom and dad didn't live together. And that most all those little kids could relate to that. And I said something else about it, too. We had 278 graduate on my class. 277 went on the senior trip, and I didn't go. You'd almost think they were glad I had all that. I looked out and I saw Jesus. I saw him in the faces of little boys and little girls that needed new dresses. Oh, you don't understand this. You don't understand it. Listen, in that room last night, there were dozens of opportunities for you to do something for Jesus. I'm looking for him. I want to see him, and I mean it. I mean it. I used to say it. I don't think I meant it. I was too young, but I've been preaching him now for 35 years. Telling folks about him on street corners, airports, airplanes, everywhere I go for all these years. Every morning I get up and go to the window and look out and I say, Jesus, I'd love to see you today. But I probably won't see him physically today. When I come to you tonight, I will not probably not yet have known how tall he is or what color his eyes are. or the features of his hands. But until I see him, I'm going to try to feed him every time I can. I wish you could read my mail this week. Dear Brother Hiles, per month you paid my tuition for 4 years. Thank you. I wish you could take a family, mother and a boy and a girl, wake up some morning, their daddy is gone. They were just like that. I mean, just little kids. Good night. I guess it must have been 12, 13, 14 years ago now. Take that little mother and those two little kids and try to piece their lives together. Find some kind of a job where the mother can make a living. Find some way to get her a car to drive. I mean, just happen. Figure out some way to get her a place to live. Put the kids in school, send them to school for, I guess, all the way through school, nearly. Try to keep enough food on the table to eat. And then you stand up here and give her a diploma. When saw we thee thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee hungry and gave thee food? When saw we naked and clothed thee? When were you in sick and we visited you? As much as you've done it, and one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And someday, at the marriage of the Lamb, I'll sit by his side, or as close as I can get. And if his juice glass gets a little low, I'm going to make a break, try to fill it up. But until I see him, until these hands reach out and touch the scars in his, until these eyes feast upon the Savior, I'll just be happy trying to find him down here in little feet that are bare, in little bodies that are cold, in little stomachs that are empty, in little hearts that are sad, and little lives that are lonely. Why don't you join me in looking for him? You'd be amazed how easy he is to find. Heavenly Father,